story is that 17 years ago, we went to an orphanage in Pakistan, in Karachi, called ED Foundation, where we adopted Sabrina. So we had to go through the process in the UK, obviously, first, through social workers, etc. And then she came to England when she was 8.5 months. So we got her at 16 days old, so very small. And then to do the legal procedure in the UK to approve adoption, mm-hmm. once you're here, she had to have a blood test. And the blood test came back that her HB, which is hemoglobin, was 2.4 when it should be 8 to 10. And then some more investigation, then we were told that she had the condition called major thalassemia, which basically means that you can't make your own red cells. So you have to have blood transfusions for the rest of your life and quite a lot of medications, etc.
Now, as you know, growing up as a family and everything, how hard was that?
Initially, it was a shock for me and my husband, obviously, because we waited a long time. You know, thinking about adoption, you know, you go through all the other procedures usually and try and etc. So it was very difficult at first. It's like, why me? And also, I never heard of the illness at all.
Mm.
So it was a real shock at the beginning. But I remember, I think after the first 24 hours, because literally one day we were told she had this illness. The second day at 12 o'clock, we had to be in the hospital and she had to have an emergency blood transfusion.
Mm-hmm.
So it was quite a big, quick turnaround, if that makes sense, of this is what she's got and this is what you have to do. So it was very difficult. I found it in particular really hard. My husband took a kind of different approach. I didn't actually believe that he felt like this, but I realised he did. He just said that, you know, it's we're privileged to have her and we should be grateful that we've got this opportunity. So that's the positive way of thinking about it. But I struggled with that for quite a long time, to be honest.
Well, it's not easy as well. Like, you know, you were learning about it and suddenly you had to deal with it. And this is why you're raising awareness. Why do you think it's important to talk about it?
Well, I found personally when she was diagnosed that I live in Oxford, as you know, mm-hmm. that people didn't want to talk about this illness and, you know, there's shame about it because, well, I don't really know why, to be honest, in some ways, but there's shame that possibly, you know, that when she gets older, nobody would marry her, or if she had siblings, you know, there's not, you know, nobody would marry them. And it's a whole thing about it being a disability. But to me, it's not a disability. It's a condition that mm-hmm. you can live with. So there's a lot of shame about it. But I don't want her to feel ashamed about anything because she has this illness and that's what it is. And, you know, we're privileged that we've got the NHS and we have a great opportunity here to have a great life and we have great care. I didn't want her to feel ashamed because I'm not ashamed of anything.
Yeah, exactly. We just need to remind people that who are just listening, you know, if you marry a first cousin, there's a higher chance your children may have genetic conditions. But Sabrina, I imagine, you know, this isn't, you don't really know a life without doing the blood transfusions, but it must have disrupted your school life for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Like, obviously, as you said, I don't know anything different, but I do have to take quite a bit of time outside of school for the blood transfusions, which over time do pile on top.
Mm.
But I just try and keep ahead of my work, which is good.
Oh, bless you. Oh, I bet you're really good at your schoolwork as well. You're probably very organised. Is that right?
A bit.
Yeah.
Could do better.
Comes against, but that was exactly what I was like at school. So don't worry about it, Sabrina. What do you want people to know about thalassemia if they're hearing about it for the first time and they're learning from our conversation? What do you want them to know?
I think that, like, obviously I don't think it's a shameful topic to talk about, and I think that, like, it needs more awareness because there's a lot of illnesses that people know a lot about, but not a lot of people know about thalassemia.
Sabrina, do you know what the link is for this video?
So if you go onto the Oxford Against Cutting website, it's on there, and also if you go onto YouTube, you can see them, but they're also in English, obviously, but in Punjabi and Urdu, so we try to make them accessible to South Asian community.
That's great. And also you've got a whole video series. So you've done one on genetic conditions. There's also one on consent, contraception and conception as well. Sabia, you have an event on Zoom this Friday. Can you tell me about that and what it's for?
So Oxford Against Cutting has been running web cafes due to lockdown. A lot of our training and facilitation that we were doing for schools and for social workers and teachers kind of stopped. So we've been doing that on Zoom as well, but also we've been running web cafes for the last year. And this Friday, we're doing one on the impact of faith leaders regarding harm. So we do them every other week. And last, the week before, we did one on polygamy. We've done one on honor-based violence, adoption, and their web cafes, safe space, 12 to 1, where we have a guest speaker usually. And we ask them questions, etc. People can participate and ask questions themselves as well.